Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cheryl Langdon Orr. This is the first meeting of Sunday, whatever date it is, someone will have to insert that. We are currently about to start the working group, the ALARC working group on metrics. We will begin in just a moment, and I will shortly, as we finish some of the administrivia in the room, ask staff to run a roll call and see whether or not there are any people online in the Adobe Connect room. Good morning again. It's Cheryl Langdon Orr for the record. We do have interpretation in the room this morning, and can I just ask the staff to let us know which channel is which language? I'm assuming one English, three Spanish, and two French. But if you could just double check and put your ears on. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get this meeting started. We have a couple of members who will be joining us shortly. One or two of them are actually going to be presenting. If indeed they're not in the room at the time we get to that part of the agenda, we will just shuffle that around. What I'd like to do now is ask, is anyone at the table or in the Adobe Connect room who wants to, at this point, either make an adjustment to the agenda or raise a point of any other business? The floor is open. Not seeing anyone frantically wave at me or a hand go up in the Adobe Connect room, let's assume that we can now adopt the agenda. And the very first section will be, I think I've welcomed you enough, so I'm going to ask staff to do the attendance and any apologies. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. On today's call, I'm Julia from staff, sorry. On today's meeting, we have Carlton Summerals, Dev Anand Tilak Singh, Maureen Hilliard, Rinalia Abdul-Rahim, Alan Greenberg, and Cheryl Langdon Orr. And from staff, we have Glenn Magnite, sorry, Glenn. And from staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, Matt Ashtiani, and myself, Julia Charvelin.
Thank you very much, Julia. This is Cheryl Langdon Orr again for the transcript record. I would now, and I know Matt is trying to bring up the action items, but there aren't too many of them. If those of you who have your computers open would look to the meetings page, you'll find a link off the live agenda on the meetings page to the action items and the review of the last call. One of the point zeros on all of our meetings is the expectation that the working group members will have reviewed the transcript and or recordings of the last call. So as we open for action items and as I filibust, while Matt's going to get on top of the action items because I'm waiting for him to look relaxed and then I can continue on with that part, I'm going to ask, is there any point in the record, in the transcripts or from the last meeting that any of the members of the working group would like to bring forward for discussion? And I'm not seeing anyone in the room wanting to bring any modifications up, and look at that, the magic has happened. Well done, Matt. Okay, I'd love to tell you I could read it at that distance, but I can't because it's now in front of Matt. I'm going to ask he or Sylvia, whoever's got the best vision on it, to run us through the action items and whether or not any of them are outstanding, continuing or completed. Sylvia, do you or Matt want to take this one? Matt, looks like you lost the call. Over to you.
Hi, this is Matt Ashgiani for the record. The first open action item is Matt Ashgiani to find out if Big Pulse offers vote tallies per voter as measuring tool. Update, it's not possible to tally per voter. The next open action item is Maureen Hilliard, Devin Antilak Singh, Tajani Benjima are to lead the metrics work teams and use Lucid for these work team working sessions.
I think we'll have an update from Dev, and that can be picked up in the agenda rather than as an action item. Thank you. Okay, for the record, that action item we will pick up not in discussion now, but in the report Dev will be giving as part of the agenda.
Understood. The next up in action item is Natalie Peregrine is to work with Maureen Hilliard on the Adobe Connect polling system.
Maureen, this is Cheryl. May I also assume that that will be picked up during your report? Unless Sylvia would like to raise anything at this point. Nope, not seeing that. Thank you, Matt. Over to you again. Thank you. I really can't see if that's it. So, you know, please lead the blind woman carefully through the process and read things to the record, because there's no chance of me reading that at that distance. Okay. With any action item that is... that's so much better. Thank you. With any action item that is either ongoing or closed, not needing to be discussed unless someone wants to raise a point, with most of the new action items being picked up in the reports that we will be running in just a moment, I would like to steal back some of our 10 minutes worth of allocation from this review of the meeting outcomes and action items from the 7th of November. I would like to recognise for the record, and I know Julia is taking the attendance here, that Sergio, it's good for you to join, is here in the room, and I would also recognise that Tijani has joined us, so I don't need to shuffle our agenda around. I can... relax. Okay, so having moved now from agenda item 2, we will move now to agenda item 3, and we will ask Matt to scroll up on the agenda screen so all of us can see what we're going to be doing for the next, 30 to 45 minutes. We, as a work group, would like to see this part of our meeting today, and we do only have an hour, a very interactive one. So Sergio, Glenn, Jordi, anyone, interpreters, I don't mind, anyone with an opinion, please bring it forward and let's have this as an interactive and discussive part of our meeting. Each of what we will call the leads or pen holders on division of work that the work group has decided on are going to be given 10 to 15 minutes to bring everyone up to speed on what is happening. I'm going to go in a particular order, but I believe that very first cab off the rank was going to be looking at some of the general terms, which we'll be looking at the section 8 and through to 8.9, I believe it is, out of the rules of procedure. And I'm actually going to ask Alan to spend a couple of minutes just making it clear for the record, because this is a public meeting, why the matters of metrics are important and what in the new rules of the ALAC, and you might just want to give a tiny bit of background on how recently adopted, etc., they are, why this matter of metrics and remediation is so important. I'm going to ask you, Alan, not to go too far into the drill down on that, because Tijani, for example, will be the next cab off the rank, and he will be going into that in greater detail. Over to you, Alan. Sorry about that, we just had a minor technical glitch. It's all better now, and I'd also like to recognise that Fatemata has joined us. Welcome, my love. Wonderful to have you at our table.
Thank you. Thank you for the advance notice, too.
Read the agendas.
No time. As soon as I pull up Section 9, I'll talk about what it is. All right. I'll be blunt. You don't mind if I'm blunt?
Not at all.
There are sections of metrics, that is, how do we measure how well someone's doing? Because historically, we've had problems. And if everyone inherently did everything they were supposed to, and everyone was marvelous, we wouldn't have a section like this at all. We wouldn't have thought of needing one. But the thought came up many years ago when the first set of rules were written, actually somewhat after that, and they were added. And there has been a continued need for them. One of the reasons is not a nefarious reason. It's not an accusatory one of you're slacking off. But people come into this group with very little preparation. We've had some marvelous education at the beginning of this meeting, but this is the first time, and it wasn't focused particularly on ALAC. So people come in with very different expectations, and we felt it was important to try to lay out what we expect of people so at least they can ask questions. To help understand them better. We went through a process over the last couple of years of rewriting the rules of procedure. The main reason was to make sure they were understandable. The original ones were just in a format which was not very useful for people to get information out of it. Things changed over the years, and we never bothered changing the rules. So they were out of date. When we rewrote them, we spent a lot of time, and I say we, this involved significant members of the ALAC, a large number of people from at large, outside of the ALAC, trying to understand what the right balance was of what do we put in the rules and what do we put somewhere else. And we tried to cross that balance. So you'll find in Section 9 a list of what we expect of people in a very, very simple sense. There are previous sections which talk about each of their positions, the chair, the vice chairs, ALAC members. And there too, we talk about them in some not great detail. There is another document that is pointed to by the Rules of Procedure. We use the term adjunct document, which talks about position descriptions, and that goes into more details. We've also felt the need over the years to say, fine, what happens when we have someone who isn't performing, whatever that means? And that ranges from as simple a thing as, we had 12 votes over the last 2 months. They didn't vote in any of them. They don't show up at the teleconferences at all. I'm giving you obviously extreme examples. They come to ICANN meetings, but you never see them here. Where they are, we don't know. The whole issue of remediation, and that's a gentle term, obviously is somewhat sensitive. Mm-hmm. The remediation ranges from someone talking to them to, in the extreme, taking them out of a position. Again, in the rules of procedure, there are some general guidelines as to what that means. The remediation, the metrics part of what we're talking about now, we'll go into a little bit more detail about that. I'll be, again, as clear as possible that in many cases we are not going to be clear. A lot of responsibility will be given to the chair. The chair is someone who is appointed by the ALAC on an annual basis. If you don't have confidence in that person, we shouldn't be appointing them. And once you appoint them in a position, you have to give them a fair amount of latitude. We're dealing with personnel issues. Very rarely are there people who are deliberately not performing, but usually there's some other background issue that has to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can address that is quietly, discreetly, with sensitivity. We have had people over the years who have said, you cannot take any action against someone, even talking to them, without having formal discussions and votes of the ALAC. Well, that's about the worst way I can imagine of handling a minor personnel problem that could be fixed quickly than by exposing it to the world and embarrassing the person. And we're talking about here a case where we have many cultures and many sets of rules of dealing with people. So all of this has to be done with a fair amount of sensitivity. And we're trying to do that. And this group is charged with coming up with some more specifics that we felt when we were writing the metrics, we were not in a position to dive down and go into details. We want metrics that are going to be easy to collect and are going to have some meaning. Those probably are things at odds with each other, but we can't add a huge increase of load of staff. We can't hire 4 more people to keep track of records.
Darn.
No? Oh, darn. Oh, well, I'm sure if you ask nicely, Heidi will hire 4 more people to do this.
I don't know about that.
So we're at some level, it's easy to come up with things to measure. We're trying to come up with things that are easy, that will tell us something, and at the same time, not try to set absolute levels. The last metrics, for instance, said, if you do not vote for at least 2/3 of new ALSs in any 3-month period, I don't have the details right, but it said something like that, then you're out. Period. You're not performing. Which is a rather interesting situation if you only had 1 or 2 votes and the person missed it because they were sick. Mm. They didn't meet the criteria. They had a big red blot we put on their forehead. And it just wasn't written properly. It was written assuming we're going to have 20 in a month. Mm. And it didn't happen. So we're going to have to be careful. On the other hand, it's a small group of people and an awful lot of work to do. And we have to make sure people are doing reasonable amounts. That's it.
This is Cheryl Langdon. What is my name today? Ah, yes. It's Cheryl Langdon Orr. Yeah, today and recent past, yes. For the record, I do apologise. I'm clearly in need of more caffeinated beverages this morning. Thank you for that, Alan. And I think what's important to recognise here and what I would like to think, and I've signalled a couple of you around the room, that what you're hearing is we listened to what you were saying to us when we were talking about metrics last time. Now, we may not have got it perfectly right. We would like to think that we have got a framework which we can now give depth and colour to, and it is those discussions that will start to be teased out as each of the work teams do their presentations. Again, I would invite you, and I'll cue to you, Maureen, now, to ask questions, either raise your hand in the Adobe Connect room, which Matt will signal frantically to me to make sure I don't ignore you, or just wave at me here in the room. The very first issue that we'll be looking at, however, is the one that I think is vitally important to get right, the measures, the effectiveness of the measures and how they will be adopted and how they will be understood is part of what the other two teams will be talking to you about. But right now we're talking about selling the concept and the outreach to the regional leaders, the secretariats, and indeed the at-large structures. Because after all, if you're sitting at the ALAC table, if you are one of the 15 people who are the thought leaders and are acting in a representational and to act in the best interests of the at-large, then there is a good deal of expectation on each of those 15 people, and our metrics and our measures is how we can, A, let them know what the expectations are, and B, help them learn and improve if their performance is not meeting what the rest of the group and community think is appropriate levels of commitment. Maureen, are you wanting to run with this now then? If not, over to you. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. This is Maureen Hilliard for the record. Yes, I have been involved in two meetings with the RALO secretariats to date. And at these meetings, I have actually sort of like tried to impress on them the importance of the, first of all, the role of this group and its importance, as Cheryl has indicated, in relation to, what we're trying to achieve in gaining some sort of like evaluation, perhaps, of how ALAC members are doing in their elected role. As Alan pointed out, the sensitivity issues are most important, and I think that if I have to sort of like give a word that actually describes the some sort of my feelings about the feedback that I've been getting, it's basically disappointment. Because I just sort of feel that even though I've tried to impress on them how important the message is, I'm not getting any feedback. The only feedback that I've actually had has been from RALO leaders who have obviously been reading up on the issue, have actually sort of like taken note of what I've been trying to point out, and I really have appreciated the feedback that I have received from the RALO leaders. And I think that I have actually asked if I can have a few minutes of time with RALOs at this meeting, just to have a bit of face to face, because sometimes I think that makes that, that could make a difference. But what I have also been doing is concentrating on the metrics side of the issue, rather than the remediation. As Alan pointed out, those are already in the rules of procedure, and I don't want to, for us, I think trying to get down to the nitty gritty of, evaluating somebody, I know, is really, really difficult. We're dealing with metrics and the things that we're looking at. As Tijani will probably raise himself, but we are looking at attendance and participation in its various guises that that the ALAC members are involved in. We have had a little discussion about, perhaps why there has been a lack of response, and I guess the disappointment also arises from the fact that although I raised the issue with the secretariats, including AP Rallo's. We haven't. As an AP Rallo member, ALS, I have not had any feedback myself. Now, that's disappointing that I, you know, present something to the Secretariat and it doesn't filter through to, you know, to me as an ALS. So, obviously, my message isn't getting through as well as it could. So if I can have some time with the Rallos, that would be really great. And I may as well just raise at the moment, Sylvia and I did have a discussion about the polling. I guess it's sort of like with regards to discussions that I've had at the moment, we haven't required anything as formal as polling. If we were using Adobe to connect, I think the hands up would probably suffice until we got into something a little bit more sort of like heavy. But that's it at the moment. Is that okay?
Thank you, Maureen. It's Cheryl Langdon-Orr, who's remembered her name now for the transcript record. I want to open and spend a little bit of time on Q&A and discussion, and I certainly have a question for you. I wanted to make a point, however, and to recognise for the record, and indeed to recognise that Aziz, Secretariat from AFRALA, has now joined us. Welcome, Aziz. And also, there's another man at the end of the table. Oh, yes, he's the chair of the At-Large Advisory Committee. Welcome, Olivier. Delightful to see you here at our table at this relatively early hour here in Argentina. I've been asked by Alan to give the microphone back to him just briefly, and then I see Sergio. I'm going to recognise myself at some point, and if you want to get yourself on the speakers list, make yourself obvious to me. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan Greenberg, again. I realised I forgot one of the things that I would have if I had done a little bit more preparation. One of the difficulties of measuring performance is we can only measure certain types of things easily. We can measure if someone shows up in a room. We could even measure, if we chose to, although I don't imagine we're going to, how much they speak. We cannot easily measure how much real value they add to the conversation. We can measure how many times they vote. We're not likely to measure, and sometimes don't even know, if they abstain in every single vote because they haven't really done any work. But they get counted. In some circles, this is called ticking off the boxes. You meet apparently all of the rules and manage to do nothing, or manage to add nothing to it for whatever reason. It's one of our challenges. How you handle those kind of things. In general, we say, gee, we have a problem, chair, fix it. But just as we're going ahead and identifying things to measure and then what to do about it, recognize that in many cases what we're measuring is not what we really want to measure, but the only things we can easily measure. And then somehow we have to map those to real performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. It's Cheryl Langdon-Orr again, and I'd just like to recognise with great excitement. This is Philip, yes? Welcome. Thank you very much for joining us as a new AFRALA representative. It is with huge relief that I see a number of our people joining us at the table, and I wanted to just note your presence in the room and appreciate the fact that you've been able to join us. I gather it has not been an easy time from parts of Africa, so thank you very much for that. And I think there'll be a tent card coming your way to identify yourself. Just while we're looking at around the table and who is there, if you do want to join us at the table, this is a public meeting, you're more than welcome. If you want to just lurk, you're also more than welcome, but there is nothing restricted. We want to interact with the community that we represent as we talk about those metrics. Maureen, if you wouldn't mind making sure you have your ears in, because I believe Sergio will be speaking in Spanish. Over to you, Sergio.
Thank you, Cheryl. For the records, I am Sergio Salinas Porto. Firstly, I would like to welcome you all to my country, and this has to do with the fact of being very proud and feeling very proud of you visiting the capital city of my country, Argentina. Secondly, to apologize for my lack of active participation in the metrics group, and this has to do with the health issue that I was not able to participate. That's why I require that I be removed so that I will not be on the